Blog Talk Radio.
And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition! Of our traditions, we've kept our balance for many, many years. Here in Anatevka, we have traditions for everything. How to sleep, how to eat, how to work, how to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered and always wear a little prayer shawl. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition get started? I'll tell you. I don't know. But...
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord?
Andenya, kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta kristian. Gidda gdaochish bepazion in kwe etegetu nacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit. Beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Hello.
חנוכת הבית לדוד.
I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, lifted me up, lifted me up, lifted me up, lifted me up.
Arumimcha Adonai ki dilitani, 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 dilitani.
And hast not made my foes to rejoice over me, over me, over me, over me.
ולא שמחת אויבי לי, 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 אויבי לי.
O Lord my God, O Lord my God.
Adonai Elohai, Adonai Elohai, Adonai Elohai, Adonai Elohai, Adonai Elohai.
I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me, and thou hast healed me.
Shivati elecha vatirpaeni, tirpaeni, 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 tirpaeni.
O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Forever, 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 forever.
በከፍ አደርጋለሁ አቤቱ አምላኬ ወደ አንተ ጮኹ ምሕረትም አደረግ አቤቱ ነፍሴን ከሲኦል አወጣህ ወደ ጉድጓድም እንዳልሁ መዝሙር 29 በቅነት 30 ለቤቱ መመረቅ መስጋና የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ ተቀበልህኛልና ጠላቶቼንም ደስ አላሰኘህብኝምና ከፍ ከፍ አደርግሃለሁ። አቤቱ አምላኬ ወዳንተ ጮኹ ምሕረትም አደረግህልኝ። አቤቱ ነፍሴን ከሲኦል አወጣህ ወደ ጉድጓድም እንዳልወርድ አዳንከኝ። ቅዱሳን ሆይ ለእግዚአብሔር ዘምሩ ለቅድስናው መታሰቢያ አመስግኑ። ቁጣው ለጥቂት ጊዜ ሞገሱ ግን ለሕይወት ዘመን ለቅሶ ማታ ይመጣል ጠዋት ግን ደስታ ይሆናል። እኔም በደስታዬ ለዘላለም አልታወክም አለ። አቤቱ በፈቃድህ ለሕይወቴ ኃይልን ሰጠሃል ፊትህን መለስህ እኔም ደነገጥ። አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ጠራ ወደ አምላኬም ለመን። ወደ ጥፋት በወርድ በደሜ ምን ጥቅም አለ? አፈር ያመሰግንሃልን? እውነትህንም ይናገራልን? እግዚአብሔር ሰማ ማረኝም እግዚአብሔር ረዳቴ ሆነኝ። ክብሬ ትዘምርልህ ዘንድ ዝምም እንዳትል ለቅሶዬን ለደስታ ለወጥህልኝ። ማቄን ቀደድህ ደስታንም አስታጠቅኸኝ። አቤቱ አምላኬ ለዘላለም አመሰግንሃለሁ።
Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever.
How does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
የቅዱስ ጳውሎስ ያለው የተሳሳተ ቃል አይደለም።
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love. And if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us. And on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Like mountains on a boat, Jerusalem. Like mountains on a boat, Jerusalem.
Mountain to
Hashem Ha'av, Wahabein, Ruaha, Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, the fifth book of Moses, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, the Mishnah Torah, the repetition of the law, the Sefer HaDebarim, some say properly pointed, HaDebarim, the Sefer HaDebarim. Shalom, Hebrew first words here as we begin the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, the Sefer Debarim, the book of HaDebarim, the words. Hebrew first words here in Chazak to Ayinai fellows, Chavruta, Chavrim, fellow Talmudim of the King of Kings Christ for the fulfillment of that fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Numbers, Chazak, Wanit Chazik, be strong, make I and I be encouraged here, beginning the fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book of Deuteronomy. We pick up here with Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1, Hebrew first words here, Ha-debarim, these are the words, Kabarim. Ele ha-debarim asher diber Moshe il kol Yisrael. De eber ha-yardein be-midbar ba-arba mol suf bein paran ubein Tofel we Laban wa Hatzerot we di Zahab. These are the words, Eleha Debarim. These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel. Eleha Debarim Asher Diber Moshe il Kol Israel. These are the words, Eleha Debarim, which Moses spoke to all Israel beyond the Jordan, in the wilderness, in the Arabah, over against Suf, between Paran and Tophel, and Laban, and Hazeroth, and Di Zahab. Hebrew first words here as we picked up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy. The Mishnah Torah, repetition of the law, Hebrew first words, Ele ha-debarim asher diber Moshe il kol Yisrael, be-eber ha-yardein, be-midbar ba-araba, mol suf bein paran u-bein tofela u-laban u-chazerot u-di-zahab. These are the words, Ele ha-debarim. These are the words which Moses spoke to all Israel, beyond Jordan, in the wilderness, in the Arabah, over against Suf, between Paran and Tophel, and Laban, and Hazeroth, and Di Zahab.
Thank you. בדרך. הופסח וקובעו מיכה, וכתבת מאוד על ידיך. והיו לתוספות בין עיניך, וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתיך ובשעריך.
Know of a surety that thou seed will be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. And they shall enslave and oppress them for 400 years. In the fourth and in the last generation. Yes, you shall journey into captivity a second time in ships. Because you have rejected his instructions.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments of the Ten and can elaborate on and 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 elaborate.
If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this and accepts this.
And accept this. Since it's also what I accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Devarim, the words, Sefer HaDevarim, called the Sefer HaDevarim, and known as the Sefer Devarim. This Torah portion here for Shabbat. Shalom, Chabarim, Shabbat Shalom, Sinbet Salam, for this Shabbat, Devarim, Sabbath of the words, here. Beginning the fifth book of Moses. Fifth book of Moshe. The book that is called and known as Deuteronomy, the Sefer, Devarim. The Sefer HaDevarim, called the Sefer HaDevarim, and known as the Sefer Devarim. This Torah portion here for Shabbat, Devarim. Sabbath of the words, here. Beginning the fifth book of Moses, the final book of HaTorah, the directions, the instructions. And here, for this Shabbat, Devarim, the 44th, Ras, Defari, sabbatical study, and here, for this Shabbat strong, Shema, Israel, give ear, right here. Beshem Ha'av, Wehavein, Weruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Echad, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Here, picking up and beginning with the first reading, the first Aliyah, the first reading, the Rishon, Aliyah, offering for this 44th Parsha, this sabbatical study, this Shabbat strong, fifth book of Moses, called Deuteronomy, chapter 1, the failure at Kadesh Barnea, and here, Shema Yisrael, give ear, Hebrew first words right here. Eile hadvarim asher diver Moshe illa kol Yisrael diver hayarden ba midbar ba rabba mola suf ben paran u ben tofel u lavan wa hatzerota u bi zahab. These be the words. Eile hadbarim. These hadbarim. These be the devarim. Eile hadbarim. Asher diber Moshe il kol Yisrael. Which Moshe spake to all Yisrael. Eile hadbarim asher diver Moshe il kol Yisrael de'iber hayarden bamidbar. These be the words, ha-devarim, these be devarim, the words which Moses spake to all Yisrael. On this side, Yarden, on this side, Jordan, Bamidbar, in the Midbar, in the wilderness, in the plain over against the Red Sea. Ba'erabba Mol Suf, between Paran and Tophel, Ben Paran uben Tophel, and Laban, and Hazarot, and Di Zahab. With Laban, wa Hazarot, with Di Zahab. There are 11 days' journey from Horeb by the way of Har Seir, Mount Seir, to Kadesh Barnea. And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, the 11th moon, on the first day of the moon of the month, that Moses spake to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, according to all that the Yahweh had given him in commandment to them. After he had slain Sihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, which dwelt at Astaroth in Edrei, on this side Yarden, this side Jordan, in the land of Moab, began Moses to declare this law, this Torah, direction, instruction, Lemor. Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be who he be, our I and I Elohim, spake to us, to I and I in Horeb, saying, ye, y'all, have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn you and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorites and to all the places nigh, near, there too, in the plain, in the hills, and in the vale, the valley, and in the south and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and to Lebanon, to the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Yahweh, which Jehovah swear to your fathers, your patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and to their seed, their race after them. And I spake to you at that time, at that Iwa Lemor, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. He who be who he be, your Elohim, true good, true God, hath multiplied you. And nay, behold, ye, y'all, are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. Yahweh Elohei of your fathers, patriarchs, make you 1,000 times so many more as ye, as y'all are, and bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, as he hath promised you, 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 promised you. And hear, 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 Shema, give ear right here, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, the second Aliyah for this Shabbat Devarim, Sabbath, the words, hear, 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 picking up with fifth book of Moses, called Deuteronomy chapter 1 at verse 12, for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second up offering, the second reading for this Shabbat Devarim, Sabbath, the words. Eka Esa Le'abadiya Tarchikem Ua Masa'ikem Wiribikem. How can I myself alone bear your cumbrance and your burden and your strife? Echa, 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 take you wise men, and understanding, and known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you. And ye all answered me and said, the thing which thou hast spoken is good. for us to do. So I took the chief of your tribes, wise men and known, and made them heads, Roshe, Rosses over you, captains over thousands and captains over hundreds and captains over fifties and captains over tens and officers among your tribes. And I charge your judges at that time, at that Iowa Lemor, saying, hear the causes between your brethren and judge righteously between every man and his brother and the stranger that is with him. Ye all shall not respect persons in judgment, but ye all shall hear the small as well as the great. Ye all shall not be afraid of the face of man. For the judgment is Elohim, is the true good, the true God, and the cause that is too hard for you, bring it to me, bring it to I, and I will hear it. And I commanded you at that time, at that Iowa, all the things which ye y'all should do. And when we departed from Horeb, we went through all that great and terrible Mibar, great and terrible wilderness, which y'all saw by the way of the mountain of the Amorites, as Yahweh Eloheinu, as he who be, we be, Jehovah, I Elohim, commanded I. And we, I came to Kadesh Barnea. And I said to you, ye, y'all are come to the mountain of the Amorites, which Yahweh Eloheinu, which Jehovah, I Elohim, doth give to us. Hine, behold, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, hath set the land before thee, I. Go up and possess it as Yahweh. As he who be, we be Jehovah, the Elohim of thy fathers, of thy patriarchs, hath said to thee, I. Fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong.
Everybody got a wrong complicity, but Israel don't have it that way. They don't know Jaja already.
Africa war,
we're coming to take it.
Here I come.
Oi, 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 oi.
Africa war, here I come.
Ethiopia land is best of all. Repatriate and make we take it all. No land for you and I, man. Work hard and make we do it in a yard.
Africa war,
we're coming to take it.
Here I come.
Oh, oh, oh.
Africa war, here I come.
See your people coming.
When we go there, we now run. Jaja know say we have to get it. When we go there, we now run. Jaja know say we have to get it.
Africa have some real nice. I know you will see it. Enough land for you and I, man. Work hard and make we do be seen as ya.
Africa war.
We now run left it.
Here I come.
Boy, 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 boy.
Africa war. Here I come.
Here is how we gonna take it. Take our tracks up to North Africa. Then we move down to South Africa. Make a move over West Africa, and then we end up in Ethiopia, man.
Africa war.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Here I come.
We're coming to take it.
Africa war.
Hold on.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemgashme, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But we want a next verse with Amharic. But we want a next verse with Amharic.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
መዝሙር 29 በቅንፍ 30 ለቤቱ መመረቅ ምስጋና የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ ተቀበለኸኛልና ጠላቶቼንም ደስ አላሰኘህብኝምና ከፍ ከፍ አደርግሃለሁ አቤቱ አምላኬ ወዳንተ ጮኹ ምሕረትም አደረግህልኝ አቤቱ ነፍሴን ከሲኦል አወጣህ ወደ ጉድጓድም እንዳልወድቅ አዳንከኝ ቅዱሳን ሆይ ለእግዚአብሔር ዘምሩ ለቅድስናው መታሰቢያ አመስግኑ ቁጣው ለጥቂት ጊዜ ነው ሞገሱ ግን ለሕይወት ዘመን ለቅሶ ማታ ይመጣል ጠዋት ግን ደስታ ይሆናል እኔም በደስታዬ ለዘላለም አልታወክም አለው አቤቱ በፈቃድህ ለሕይወቴ ኃይልን ሰጠሃል ፊትህን መለስህ እኔም ደነገጥ አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ጠራሁ ወደ አምላኬም ለመን ወደ ጥፋት በወርድ በደሜ ምን ጥቅም አለ አፈር ያመሰግንሃልን እውነትህንም ይናገራልን እግዚአብሔር ሰማ ማረኝም እግዚአብሔር ረዳት ይሆነኝ ክብሬ ትዘምርልህ ዘንድ ዝምም እንዳትል ለቅሶዬን ለደስታ ለወጥህልኝ ማቄን ቀደድህ ደስታንም አስታጠቅህ አቤቱ አምላኬ ለዘላለም አመሰግናለሁ
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth.
Salamta Tena Yisraelim. Today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and he asked the order of Melchizedek. 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 Salamta Tena Yisraelim. Today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and he asked the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek. Garmawi Garmawi. Haile Selassie. We have Mezmor Salasa, Psalm 30, from the Mezmor Dawid, the Psalms of David, and here in the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible of Garmawi Kanmawi Haile Selassie, here we compare and contrast side by side. Here, the King of Kings, the Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, Haile Selassie version side by side with the KJV. And here in the superscription we have Thanksgiving for Deliverance, Thanksgiving for Iliverance, a song of dedication, rephrase of livication, the livication of the house. So here we have the superscription in today's daily psalm, a psalm and song at the dedication. It reads the Hanukkah. From the Sefer Tehillim, we have the Lamed, 30th Psalm, Psalm XXX, Mizmor Shir Hanukkah, Habayit Lidawit, a psalm. We have a psalm, a chant, intonation, a song, an ode, Mizmor Shir Hanukkah, the livication of the house of David. Now here, Bamorin in the Metzav Kedus, we have the superscription, Lebeitu Memerek Miskana, Yedawit Mezmor, Lebeitu, for the house, for his house, Memerek, a congratulations, a graduation, congratulations, like a blessing for his bait, for his house, Lebeitu Memerek Miskana. So the sense of a livication in the royal Amharic, here we have Memerek, a graduation, a congratulation, right? A kind of a blessing in that sense, but a libation, bringing out the sense of a renewing of the house, a graduation, a congratulation, lebetu, memarek, miskana, miskana, thanks and praise in the royal heart, miskana, miskana, for the congratulations, the graduations, the Hebrew correspondences, the Hanukkah, Hanukkah. So the psalm connected with the Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Hanukkah of the Beit, of the house of David, and thus also the connection of the Maccabees. We have the Maccabees and the Maccabees fighting holiday, and the theme, Hebraically, of dedication, rephrase, livication, is the Hanukkah. And the Hanukkah, as we have in Hanukkah, is connected with the Maccabees and the Maccabees. Maccabees, the fighting holiday, island day, the renewing, the renewal, right, the renewal of the temple of the holy place of the house. Lebetu Memarek Miskana. Yeah, David Mezmur. Today's daily psalm superscription. May Guy and I ride up and begin. Besama'ab, Lewelid, Womenfes, Kedus, Hadu Amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. Today's daily psalm. We have a theme, Kakufu Adega. Yet danne so miskana. Kakufu, from evil, from wicked, from evil. Kakufu adega, 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 danger, adega, adventure. Evil, danger, evil, adventure. Kakufu adega, kakufu adega. Yet danne, 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 one who is well, is good. Dechna, dechna, one who's safe, one who's saved. Yedane so, yedane so, yedane so. A person, a man who is safe or saved or is good, who's made dechna, denna, denna, dechna, danne, yedane so. Man who's saved, miskana, praise of a man, a person who is saved from evil danger, from evil adventure, as the word adega, meaning danger, adega, also danger. But what kind of danger? Kakufu, from evil. Kakufu adega, yedaneso miskana. The theme of today's daily psalm, also in the Sefer Tehillim, thanksgiving. We have thanksgiving for deliverance. Thanksgiving for our deliverance. Thanksgiving for our deliverance from death and downstruction. Today's daily psalm. So make I and I write up. Kuter and verse 1. Abetu tekeble hinyalina. Tela tochenim desalasenyeh binyimna. Kef kefa da rigahalo. I will extol thee, I, Abetu, I father, his father, O Ab of the Beit. Abetu tekeble hinyalina. Tekeble hang. Tekeble hang. The eye has kebele, I. The eye has received, I. The eye has kabbalah. For the eye has received, I, Abetu, take Eblehinyalina, Telatoche, Nim, Telatoch, enemies, Telatoche, my enemies, my haters, Telatoche, Nim, Tesalas, and Yehibinna. For thou hast lifted I up, KJV has, I will extol thee, O Lord, Abetu, for thou, the eye has lifted me, the eye has lifted I up, and has not made my foes, Telatoche, Telatoche, Nim, Des, Alasenyeh, Binna, has not made my foes, have not caused death, happiness, or joy against I. For my enemies, the eye has not caused joy, happiness against me, my enemies to be joyful or happy against me. Telatoche nim des alasen yeh binna. Kef kef, hi hi, adarig halo, adarig halo. Kef kef, hi hi, adarig halo. I will lift the eye up, I will make the eye high, high, high. I will make the eye high, high, high. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Abetu amlaki. Wod ante chohu meheretim adareg helin. O Lord my God, KJV. KJV brings out, O Lord my God, Abetu, Amlaki, Abetu, Abetu, my father's father, father of the house, Abetu, Amlaki, my source, Amlak, my source. Whether ante to ante, speaking directly to he who be, we be, the I male. Whether ante to the I and to none other, Chohu, 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 Chohu. Whether ante, Chohu. KJV has, I cried to the I, but this is Choh, Chohu, 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 Chohu. Whether ante, Chohu. I shouted out. My shout out is to the I and none other. Abetu, Amlake, Abetu, Amlake. Whether ante, Chohu, Mihiretim, Mihiretim, Adarigheling, Adarigheling. And thou hast healed. I, Mihiret, 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 mercy, Mihiret and mercy, Adareg, 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 Hiling, Adareg, Hiling. You has done, the I male has done, for in favor of I, Mihiret, 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 I has done mercy for I, Kuter, Kuter source. Verse 3. Abetu Nesin Kasiol Awet Ahat. What a good Guadim and Alwarda Dan Hing. O Lord, Abetu. O my father, his father, O father of the house, Abetu Nesin Kasiol Awet Ahat. Nesin, Nesin, my soul, my psyche. Nesin Kasiol from Siol, from Sheol, from the anti repatriation. From the anti-repatriation state, from the grave we have here, but we have the Sheol, right? That place, that state of mind, often connotated as hell, right? Or the furthest state from the Father, we call it the anti-repatriation state. The ancients call it the underworld, the duat, the sub of the subconscious state, the furthest state from the Father, the Sheol, Hebraically speaking. Nesin, my psyche, my soul, she, her. Nesin, Kasiol, from Sheol, Awet Ahat, you have brought up my soul, you have brought her up from Sheol, you have brought her up from Sheol, from hell, from the anti-repatriation state. What a good Guadim, what a good Guadim, and to the pit, what a good Guadim, and Dal word, so that I do not go down, Adan Hang. Adan Hang, you have caused I male has made I dechna, dehna, denna, denna. So I can say Egziav Yemeskan, or the Gurgwa Dim and that word Adan Hang. KJV has, thou has kept me, has kept I alive, that I should not go down to the pit. So we have the Sheol or the Seol here. We have the anti-repatriation state, the place of hell and nightmare and furthest and then alienation from the place of the Father. Nefsein kasiola wetahat, you have lifted up, caused my psyche to come out of that state, that state of mind, that subconscious, that hell state of mind. What a good Guadim, and to the pit in that word, so I do not word descend in that word. Adan hang, the eye has made I dechna safe, good, well, in well-being. Uter arat, verse 4. Edusan hoy le egziavir zemru le kedisanawim metasabia amesuginu amesginu. Sing to egziavir, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father. Kedusan hoy, O y'all, ye saints of his, ye Kedusan, speaking to the Kedusan, the holy one, the set apart one, Kedusan hoy, hoy, healing them all. oh, to say, hoy, kedusan hoy, kedusan hoy, oh, holy ones, oh, set apart ones, kedusan hoy, le'egziavi her zemru, chant, intonate, sing mezmor, chant, vocal intonations to egziavi her, le'kedisanawim metasebiya, and for his islandness, his set apartness, le'kedisanaw, kedisanaw, holiness, kedisanaw, his holiness, le kedisanaw, for his holiness, le kedisanawum, and for his islandness, metasebiya, the remembrance, the calling to heart and mind of his set apartness, le kedisanawum, metasebiya, ameskenu, 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 oh, give thanks, give miskana, and give thanks at the remembrance of his islandness, his holiness, his set apartness, kutar amen. Verse 5. For his anger endureth but a moment, KJV translates this verse, the fifth verse here, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Bamarinya, in the midst of Kedus, authorized, advised, and heart Bible, Kurmawi, Kurmawi, Hadis Salasa, the book of the seven seals, here in Kutar Amist of today's daily psalm, is Mor Salasa, Psalm 30, here at Kutar Amist, verse 5, it says, Kutau, his anger, Kuta, Kuta, anger. Kuta wrath, kuta, kutau, kutau, his anger, let tikit gize, tikit for a little, tikit for a small, a little gize time, let tikit gizeno, kutau, his anger, let tikit gizeno, is for a little time, a short time. His anger endureth but for a moment. Mogesugin, Morges, his favor, his only, let me say, appreciation, appreciate love, appreciate to the Morgeskin, his favor, but his favor, Morgesu, his favor, Morges, appreciation, Morgesu, his appreciation, Morgesu, gin, but his appreciation, appreciate loveation. La Hewet Zemin is for Hewet, life, Zemin, for life season, for lifetime, in his favor, KJV brings out, in his favor is life. Likso, likso, weeping. This is the word for weeping. As we had in the previous verse, crying out is a shout out. Here we have likso, weeping. The buhuhu, weeping. Mata, mata yimetal, mata. The evening come. Weeping, evening, it comes. Weeping may come, weeping may endure, KJV has, for a night or in the evening. Likso, mata, mata, the evening, yimetal, it will come, it comes in the mata, likso, mata, yimetal. Tawat, gin, tawat, morning, the tawat, gin, however, in the morning, tawat, desta, desta, yihona, desta, yihona, but joy, but happiness cometh in the tawat. So we have the mata, you say, melkam mata, erev tov, right, erev, the evening, good, and the morning, boker, boker, in the Hebrew here we have tawat, 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 the morning. Melkam tawat, melkam tawat, good morning. Tawat again, desta yihonam. Kutar sidis, verse 6. Inem bedesta ye, lezlalem al tawakum alhu. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Kutar sidis, verse 6 here. Inem, ine, I, inem, and I, inem. Bedestaye, bedestaye, desta, desta, happiness, the previous verse, the joy, right? And in my joy, here KJV brings out my prosperity, and as for I, inem, bedestaye, and I, in my joy, in my happiness, bedestaye, lezelalem al tawakim, alhu, alhu, alu, I said alhu, I said, in my joy, in my happiness, Lizalalem al tawakum, Lizalalem forever to the world without end, al tawakum, I should not be agitated, disturbed, I should not be moved, I should not be moved, al tawakum, Gutar Sabat, verse 7. Abitu, Befekadih, Lahiwate, Hailin, Setahat, Fitehina, Melesith, Melese Enema Denegetuhu. Lord, Abirtu, my father's father, O father of the Beit, O Ab of the Beit, Abirtu, Befek Adis, Fek Adis, that I male will bear in on by way of Fek Adis, Befek Adis, in by thy favor, KJV has, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. It's the KJV, King James Version. Here in the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, here is Kuter Sabat Avirtu, my father, his father, O Ab of the Beit, Befek Adis, in the I will, Lehiwate, for my life, for my liberty, my Hiwate, Lehiwate, for my life, Hailin, Hail, power, Hailin, power, Hail, set a heart, the I has given her. By the I male will that I has given for my life, Chayil, power, Befek Adih, Lehiwate Chayilin, Setahat, Fitihin, the I male present, Fitih, the eyes presence, perception, Fitihin, and the eyes male perception, Melesi, Fitihin, Melesi. Turn the eyes, presence, perception. Turn, return, answer with the eye, male's presence, perception, and name. The eye turned the eye's face to say that, Abirtu, you have given by your will for my life strength. You have turned your perception, you have turned your face, in name, and I, in name, and as for I, the negatuhu. I was in a mental state of shock. I was troubled, but in the sense of denegatuhu. In name, as for I, denegatuhu. I was in a mental state of shock. Kutar Cement, verse 8. Abirtu, wada antet arau. Wada amlakima lemenhu. I cried, I called to the eye, Abirtu, my Ab, my father, O Ab, father of the Beit, of the house, Abirtu, what ante, the eye, speaking directly to he who be who he be, the eye, male, ante, what ante to the eye, tarahu, what ante, tarahu, I called to the eye. To the eye by name, to the eye and to none other ante, I called to the eye by name. Whether I'm lakim and to my source, whether I'm lakim and to my amlak, to my source, lemenhu, I beseech, I beg, I, here we have in the KJV, supplicated, supplication. I cried to the eye, KJV says, I called to the eye by name, O Lord, Abirtu, Wadante Tarao. And to the Lord, it says in the KJV, I made supplication, Wada Amlakim, and to my source, lemenhu, I beseeched, I begged, I made supplication. Kuter Zeteng. Verse 9. After Yamesa Ginhalin, El Netinema Yinagralin, what profit is there in my blood? What a tefat. When I go down to the pit, bewarda deme min tikim, what tikim, what profit, what benefit? Min tikim ale, what profit is there? What a towards tefat, destruction, perdition, the lost state. What a tefata bewarda. Bedeme, my blood, bedeme in my blood, mintik male, after the dust, yamesugin halin, will the dust, shall the dust, after, shall the after praise, give miskana to the eye, eunetihinim yinagralin, shall it declare thy truth, thy eunet, eunetih, the eye, male's objective reality, Eunet Tehinim, Yinagralin, shall it speak, shall it tell? Kutar Aser, verse 10. Kutar Aser, Ekziavi Her, Exiavir sma mareng, exiavir date honeng. Hear, O exiavir, O sustainer, and have mercy upon me, have mercy upon I, mareng, maeng. Exiavir sustainer, redate, my help, my assistance, honeng, has become. I read that, I help, I assistance. Here KJV has, Lord, be thou. It's a request here, be thou my helper. The Mitzvah of Kiddush brings out the sense that the sustainer, redate, my helper, my assistance, my, in that sense, my help meet, redate, honing, honing, honing. Be for I, has become for I, putarasara and, verse 11. Kubre tezemer, tezem, Tzemerlizen, Zmimain Datilla, Lik Soyena, Let Desta, La Wetling, Makena, Kedede, Desta Nemasa Tatekang, Asa Tatekang, Astatekang. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me, girded I with gladness. Bamarinya. In the Amharic we have kavre, kavre, my glory, my kavr, my honor, kavre, kavre, te zemur li zen, te zemur li zen, so that my kavr, my kavre, my glory chant. Praise, but in the sense of chanting mezmor, chanting intonate chant, Isis, the I, zimim, zimim, silence and silence, zim, being zim, zimim and datil, zimim and datil, so that she is not silent, zimim and datil, so that kabre, my glory, is not silent, but so that my glory give. Chant Isis, Kabre, Tizemur, Lizen, Zemim, and Datil, Liksoyin, my weeping, my boo-hoo-hoo, Liksoyin, Liksoyin, Le Desta, my weeping, Liksoyin, Le Desta, my weeping to joy, my weeping to happiness, Lawatihling, Lawatihling, you have turned, you have changed in that sense, you have changed my, or exchange, liksoyin, my weeping led for desta, lawatihling, makain, makaina kedideh, makaina kedideh. Thou hast put off my sackcloth, ripping that sackcloth. You have ripped that sackcloth off of me, that carcass bag, that carcass sack off of I. Destanim, and joy, or here KJV says, and girded me, girded I with gladness. Destanim, asatat ekahang. Destanim, destanim, asatat ekahang, and has girded I, girding me with joy, girding me with happiness, girding I with happiness. Kuter asara, asara, hulet, verse 12. KJV, King James Version, has this here. Firstly, says, to the end that my glory, see the connection part of the verse here that's translated in verse 12 of KJV is actually found in the 11th verse of the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, the Mitzvah of Kiddush. It says, to the end that my glory may sing praise, chant Isis, Kavre tizemr, tizemr li zen, to the I. Males, that she may chant Isis and Mim and Datil, and not for her to be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to the Yai forever. And here's where Kutarasara Hulet picks up in the Mets of Kedus, Abetu, Amlaki, my father, his father, O Ab of the Beit, Amlaki, my source, Lezalalem, 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 forever to the world without end, Amesaginhal. I will praise, give Miskana, Amesaginhalo. I will praise Miskana the I for I.
Oh, Simu, Simu, Koi, 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 Isti, Isti, Miskana, Miskana, Bamarinya in the Ethiopic language of the Nugus Negest, Zajopia, the King of Kings. Miskana means thanks and praise. So Miskana, Miskana, I see in his holy place each and every day. Miskana, let mean Miskana day by day. Day by day we give praise. So Shekla. Shekla has come to baptize no.
See, so this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't do the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that why all of you just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth.
ፍቅፍ አደርጋለሁ. አቤቱ አምላኬ ወደ አንተ ጮኹ ምሕረትም አደረግ. አቤቱ ነፍሴን ከሲኦል አወጣ. ወደ ጉድጓድም እንዳሉ መዝሙር 29 በቅንነት 30 ለቤቱ መመረቅ ምስጋና የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ ተቀበልህኛልና ጠላቶቼንም ደስ አላሰኘህብኝምና ከፍ ከፍ አደርጋለሁ አቤቱ አምላኬ ወደ አንተ ጮኹ ምሕረትም አደረግህልኝ አቤቱ ነፍሴን ከሲኦል አወጣህ ወደ ጉድጓድም እንዳልወድቅ አዳንከኝ ቅዱሳን ሆይ ለእግዚአብሔር ዘምሩ ለቅድስናው መታሰቢያ አመስግኑ ቁጣው ለጥቂት ጊዜ ሞገሱ ግን ለሕይወት ዘመን ለቅሶ ማታ ይመጣል ጠዋት ግን ደስታ ይሆናል እኔም በደስታዬ ለዘላለም አልታወክማል አቤቱ በፈቃድህ ለሕይወቴ ኃይልን ሰጠሃል ፊትህን መለስህ እኔም ደነገጥ አቤቱ ወደ አንተ ጠራሁ ወደ አምላኬም ለመን ወደ ጥፋት በወርድ በደሜ ምን ጥቀማለ አፈር ያመሰግነሃልን እውነትህንም ይናገራልን እግዚአብሔር ሰማ ማረኝ እግዚአብሔር ረዳት ይሆነኝ ክብሬ ተዘምርልህ ዘንድ ዝምም እንዳትል ለቅሶዬን ለደስታ ለወጥልኝ ማቄን ቀደድህ ደስታንም አስታጠቅህ አቤቱ አምላኬ ለዘላለም አመሰግናለሁ
I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever.
Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever, 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 forever.
מזמור למד, מזמור שיר חנוכת הבית לדוד, מזמור שיר חנוכת הבית לדוד, מזמור שיר חנוכת הבית לדוד. ארוממך אדוני כי דליתני, ולא שמחת אויבי לי. אדוני אלוהי, שיבעתי אליך ותרפאני. אדוני, העלית מן שאול נפשי, חייתני מיורדבור. זמרו לאדוני חסידיו, והודו לזכר קודשו. כי רגע באפו חיים ברצונו, בערב ילין בכי, ולבוקר רינה. ואני אמרתי ושלבי, בל אמות לעולם. אדוני, ברצונך העמדת להררי עוז, הסתרת פניך, הייתי נבהל. אליך, אדוני, אקרא, ואל אדוני אתחנן. מה בצע בדמי ברידתי אל שחת? היודך עפר? היגיד עמיתך, שמע אדוני וחונני, אדוני, היה עוזר לי. הפכת מספדי למחול לי, פיתחת שקי, ותעזרני שמחה. למען יזמרך כבוד ולא ידום, אדוני אלוהי לעולם אודקה.
Stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme.
Evil, 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 boy, everything takes time.
Of David's palace, of Dawit Hekal. The 30th Psalm, this is give a quick overview right here. Mizmor Lamed, Psalm 30, Psalm XXX. The 30th Psalm, this is give a quick overview right here. The 30th Psalm, this is give a quick overview right here. Mizmor Lamed, Psalm 30, Psalm XXX. Superscription is very, very important. A song at the dedication of the house. That's the Hanukkah. The Hanukkah of Habayit, Mizmor Shir Hanukkah, Habayit Le David. A song, a shir, at the Hanukkah, at the Hanukkah, right? The levitation of Habayit, of the Bayit, of the Bayit, of the house, Le David, of David. So here we have Thanksgiving, Yang for Isis, Thanksgiving, Toda, Tawada, for deliverance, for Yeshua. If this psalm, this Mizmor, is considered a part from the title, so the title of the superscription, a psalm, a song, Mizmor Shir, at the dedication, levitation of the house of David, Habayita, right, Shir, Shir Hanukkah, Hanukkah Habayit L'David, Ani, L'chozir. I repeat, Mizmor Shir Hanukkah Habayit L'David. So if this psalm is considered a part from the title, the superscription, the theme is akin, is similar to that of Psalm 6. And the personal character is strongly marked. It is a fervent hymn of gratitude, tawada, right, toda, thanks, bamarinya namhart miskana, of gratitude, of thanks and praise for redemption from a danger that threatened imminent death, possibly a grave illness. What, then, is the connection with the superscription? So what's the connection with the superscription? The wording of the title is, some say, somewhat strange. Mizmor, it's a chant. Isis, Shir, it's a song. Hanukkah, it's a levitation, Habayit, of the house, Ledawi, the house of David. A song at the dedication of the house of David. Now, on the assumption that the form of the psalm, Mizmor Lamed, Psalm 30, is original, for which occasion was it composed? So some have conjectured, you know, or reasoned that it was the dedication, the levitation of David's palace, of David Hekal, his palace, in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 11. But there is no record that he had been in dire straits at the time of its erection, the erection of his palace in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 11. Now others, they suppose that it's an allusion, right, to the purchase, because David did purchase, right, that temple site, the purchase of the temple site after the outbreak of pestilence, the outbreak of the disease, the ancient pandemic, in First Chronicles chapter 21, verse 14. Now, despite, however, David's statement in First Chronicles chapter 22 and 1, David's statement is, this is the house, the bayit of Yahuwah Elohim, of Jehovah Elohim. The fact remains that there was no house, so to speak, bayit, that was then Hanukkah, that was then Hanukkah, or levitated, dedicated. Now, modern scholars are agreed somewhat that the psalm, the chant, is a personal testimony of Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty's mercy, Elohim's chesed, mercy, loving kindness, grace, in a time of very sore distress and stress. Later, it was given a national interpretation, the national Targum, and selected for use at the dedication, the levitation, the Hanukkah of the Second Temple, and subsequently at its re-levitation, its rededication, the Hanukkah, by the Maccabees. So we have the Maccabees, the Book of Maccabees, the apocryphal books, you know, between Malachi and Matthew, covering that 400 years. So there we have Maccabees, and here's where we get the Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the levitation. So during the time of Maccabees, the temple, right, was relivicated or rededicated. Hence, there is this clause here, a song at the dedication of the house, the Shir Hanukat Habayit LeDawit. So some see this as originally being Mizmor LeDawit, a psalm, a chant of David, and then the psalm was used by I and I communal collective worship for the relivication. Thus, the Shir Hanukat Habayit, a song at the dedication, the Hanukkah of the house, is an addition to the original title. Now, some of the ancient rabbinical sources, they mention its recital, that it was recited in connection with the kindling, the lighting of the lights on the feast of dedication, the feast of livication, the feast of Chanukah. And the practice remains in the Judaic, the Hebraic liturgy even to this day. So here, right up the Royal Amharic, right here, dubwise.
Mizmor Lamed, Mizmor Shir Hanukat Habayit LeDavid. Lamed, Mizmor Shir Hanukat Habayit LeDavid. Mizmor Shir Hanukat Habayit LeDavid. Arominha Adonai ki dilitani, velo simachta oyevai li. Adonai Elohai, shivat li elecha vatir ba'eni. Adonai, he'elita min she'ol nafshi, siyitani mi yordevor. Zammeru l'Adonai hasidab, vehodu lezecher kodsho. Tirega be'apko hayim birtsono, ba'erev yalin bechi, ve'laboker rinna. Va'ani amarti ve'shalvi, bal emot le'olam. Adonai, birtsomcha he'emadata leharri oz, hishtarta fanecha, hayiti nivhal. Elecha Adonai ekra, ve'el Adonai ethanan. Ma becha bedami beriditi el sha'at, hayodecha afar, hayagid amitecha, shema Adonai vechoneni. Adonai, heye ozer li. Hafachta mispedi lemaholi, pitachta saki, vate azereni simcha. Lema'an yezammercha chavod velo yiddom, Adonai Elohai, leolam odekta.
Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Psalm 30. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing.
Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever, forever, forever. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of the Lord, hear.
Ashrei Timimei Darek Haholkim Betorati Yahuwa Ashrei Anotrei Edotayo Bekol Leva Yida Reshuvu
Slash
Rastafara
Rastafara
Abba
Gada
Ha
Waza Cha
Taya
Kaya
Mana
Sai
Patala
Warasha
Ta
Ha
Abba Gada Ha Waza Ha Ta Ya Kala Mana Sa A Fa Pa Sa Ka Ra Sha Ta 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 Abagadaha Wazahata Yakalamana Saapazaka Ra Sha Ta Ta Ta
again
Ta
again
Ta
again
Ta Abagadaha Wazahata Yakalamana Saapazaka Ra Sha Ta
Ta, ta, ta.
Abagadaha wazahata yakalamana saapata arashata.
Ta, ta, ta.
Abagadaha wazahata yakalamana saapata arashata.
Ta, ta, ta.
Here we call this baby Hebrew. Basic Hebrew.
Hebrew.
Abba gada ha waza hata yaka lama nasa a pata kara shata.
Again.
Ta.
Again.
Ta. Abba gada ha waza hata yaka lama nasa a pata kara shata.
Ta. Ta.
Hear, hear, hear. Shema Israel. Hear, hear, hear. Baby Hebrew or basic Hebrew or baby Hebrew.
Baby.
Abba gada ha wa zahata yakalamana sa apa zaka rashata.
Again.
Abba gada ha wa zahata yakalamana sa apa zaka rashata.
Ta, 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 ta.
Of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Orphic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language. You see?
Can you see? The English language.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue, King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same
have not
force,
the same force
not in them. Force. In them.
My Hebrew. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Hear, Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed. Psalm XXX, Mizmor Lamed, Psalm 30. Hear, Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Lamed. Psalm XXX, Mizmor Lamed, Psalm 30. Mizmor Shir Chanukat HaBayit LeDawid, a psalm, a mizmor, a chant, intonation, a shir, a song, at the dedication, at the Chanukat, the livication, HaBayit, of the house of David, HaBayit LeDawid, Mizmor Shir Chanukat HaBayit LeDawid. Here, Hebraically, Psalm 30, Mizmor Lamed, here, Hebraically, verse 1. In the KJV, other Bibles, this will be contained in the Better Bibles as a superscription. Many avoid or don't really see the importance, but Hebraically, this is the first verse. Mizmor Shir Chanukat HaBayit LeDawi, a psalm and song at the livication, the dedication, the livication of the house of David, the house of Dawi. Mizmor Shir Chanukat HaBayit LeDawi. Rav Chista said, there is no difference of opinion that the sanctuary below is the counterpart of the sanctuary above. For in the verse from Shemot, from Exodus 15:17, Thou, Yahweh, Jehovah, hast made it a place, a makon for thy dwelling. You are to read not makon, a place for, a makon, but mikuan, a counterpart of. Because the two are counterparts, said Rav Acha, debir, in the verse from Psalm 28, verse 2, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle, thy debir, bir nasayya yadai, illa debir kadishaka, when I lift up my hands, bir nasayya yadai, toward thy holy, thy eyeless sanctuary, illa debir kadishaka. This means literally, quote, the place out of which revelations, debirot, go forth to the world, end quote. As is said in Micah 4:2, out of Zion shall go forth the law. Rav Chanina said, literally, debir means the place out of which Ha'el, the true good, the true God's edicts, his dibur, go forth to the world. And mortals say in awe, according to Psalm 68, verse 36, awesome is God out of thy holy places. Nora Elohim Imikadasheka. Awful, awesome. Nora is Elohim Imikadasheka. Out of thy holy, thy Isla places. Another comment on Mizmor, Mizmor, song, Shir, song, Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDawid, a song at the Chanukat, the livication, the dedication, the Chanukah of the Bayit of Dawid, of David. Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDawid. These words are to be considered in the light illumination of the verse from Iyob. Job 41:13, Hebraically, whatever act of coming to me to I, a man begins, I complete. Whatever act of coming to me to I, a man begins, I complete. Hebraically, Job 41:13. If ever a man considered doing a commandment for my sake, did I not stand behind him? Who would perform a circumcision had I not first given him a son? Who would display fringes had I not first given him a mantle? Who would build a parapet about his roof had I not first given him a house? If ever a man thought in his heart, in his mind, in his heart to do a commandment and was constrained from doing it, did I not reckon him as having done it? Thus, David had only to think of building the sanctuary, and it was called by Shemo, by his name, as it is said, Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDawid. Another comment on Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDawid. Psalm 30, verse 1 and verses 4 and 5. Yahuwah he'alita mina shiol nafshi, chiyitani mia yordei bor, according to the Ketib, or Chiyitani Miyardi Bor Zamru La Yahuwah Chesedaya Wehodu Lezacher Kadsho, a song and song at the livication of the house of Dawid. O Jehovah, thou hast brought up my soul from the netherworld. Yahuwah He'alita Mina Shiol Nafshi. O Jehovah, thou broughtest up my soul from the netherworld, from Sheol. Yahweh, he'alita mina Sheol nafshi. Sing to Jehovah, O ye, O y'all, his holy ones, his Isla ones. Zamru la Yahuwah chesedayo. The last verse in this passage is to be considered in the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Psalm 149, verse 5. Make the holy ones, the Isla ones, be joyful in glory. Make them sing aloud upon their beds. Ya'ilzua chesedima bikavod. Ya'anu ala misha kavotam. Make the saints, the chesedim. Exalt ya'ilzua chesedim bikavod. In glory and kavod. Yehranu, make them sing and ringing and singing in shrilling tones. Yehranu, Allah Misha Kabotam, upon their beds. Rav Chiya the Great taught, when the righteous leave this world, three companies of angels join them. One saying, he shall enter into peace, into shalom. And another, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 57:2, they shall rest in their beds. And still another, each one shall walk in his uprightness. And then these angels, Melakim, go ahead of the righteous, leading them to the Gan Ba'Eden, to the Garden of Eden, of Eden, of delights. Rav Yehuda, Judah, in the name of Rav Simon, citing Rav Josiah, said, if one dare speak thus, like this, of HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he himself says to the righteous, Yehi Ratzon Asher Bo'eka B'Shalom, may thy coming be in peace. Yehi Ratzon Asher Bo'eka B'Shalom. And the proof? from what is said to Harasha, to the ratchet, to the wicked, according to Yeshaya, Isaiah 57:21. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked, to the ratchet. If Ha'el, the true good, the true God, says to Harasha, to the ratchet, there is no peace, then how much more likely is he to say to Ha'tzadik, the righteous, come, come in peace. Indeed, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, says of HaTzadik, the righteous, let him come in peace, B'Shalom. Accordingly, in Psalm 149, 149 and 5, let the Holy Ones, let the Isle Ones be joyful, exalt, be joyful in glory. Psalm 149, verse 5, Ya'ilzu. Chesedim b'kavod. What sort of kavod? Kavod. What sort of kavod? Glory is meant. The glory that HaKadosh himself, the Holy One himself, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, receives HaTzadik, the righteous, so that at the very moment of leaving this world, they break forth in joyous praise, eyes of HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he. Rav Chia Bar Jose taught, there is no difference between the righteous HaTzadik who are alive and HaTzadik, the righteous who are dead, except that the living have the power of speech. The dead, nevertheless, are able to sing praise, eyes to HaKadosh, the Holy One Baruch Hu, blessed be he, for he binds their souls, their psyches, in the bundle of life. As Abigail said, even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel 25, 29, the soul of Adoni, my Lord, shall be bound in the bundle of life by Yahweh Eloheka, by Jehovah, the I Elohim. And so, make them sing aloud. Make them sing aloud upon their beds. Yeranu ala mishekavotam. Make them sing aloud upon their beds. Clearly denotes a song of praise. As in Psalm 118, verse 15, the voice of singing at salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The voice of singing at salvation is in the tents of the righteous. Kol rina we yeshua be'aholes adikim. The voice of rejoicing. Kol rina. The voice of Rina, called Rina, we Yeshua, and salvation, we Yeshua, be Ahole Tzadiki, is in the tents of the Tzadiki, of the righteous. Rav Yohanan said, whenever an elder expounding from a teacher's chair says that, thus such and such, kle kle gele gele, such and such a master taught, the lips of the master move and give utterance in the grave. For it is said in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs 7 and 10, the speech of thy mouth is like the best wine, moving the lips of those that are asleep. Song of Songs 7 and 10, the speech of thy mouth is like the best wine, moving the lips of those that are asleep. What is meant by the words, moving the lips of those that are asleep? They mean that of themselves, the lips of those in the grave give utterance, just as of itself a mass of grapes gives forth its juice. Hence it is said, let them, make them sing aloud upon their beds. Yeranu ala mishkavotam. David thus said, Agora be'ahalika olamim. Make I dwell in thy tent forever, for ever. Agora be'ahalika olamim. In Psalm 61 and 5. Could the thought have come into David's mind, that he would live forever? If not, what is meant by olamim? Forever. According to Rav Yehuda Judah, it means that David prayed, quote, forever may my psalms, my tehillim, be sung in houses of prayer and in houses of study. HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, though thou wilt die, Shemekah, thy name, shall never move from within my house. For Psalms, Tehillim, beginning Psalm of David, Mezmore David, shall be sung in Shemekah, in thy name, at every sacrifice. Nay, more, because thou, the I, didst consider building a sanctuary that Shlomo, Solomon, thy son, shall build, I shall write a dedication, a livocation, in Shemekah, in the I's name, as is said. Mizmor Shir Hanukkah Tahabait Le David. A song and song at the Hanukkah, at the Hanukkah Tahabait Le David, the dedication, livocation of the house of David, not of Shlomo, Le Shlomo, says scripture, but Le David, of David. Another comment on Mizmor Shir Hanukkah Tahabait Le David, a song and song at the livocation of the house of David. These words are to be considered in the light, illumination of the verse found in Psalm 62 and 13. Also to the eye, O Jehovah, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his walk. Ulka Donai Chased. Kiata tishalem leish k'ma'esehu, also to the eye, Adonai, Adonai, uleka Adonai, chased, belongeth chased, mercy. Kiata, for the eye, tishalem, renderest, payest, renderest, tishalem leish, to every man, to every ish, k'ma'esehu, according to his walk, according to his work. Uleka Adonai chased, ki ata tishalem, le'ish k'ma'esehu. Rav Yehuda, Judah, and Rav Nehemiah, took this verse to mean that the measure of Ha'el, the true good, the true God's punishment, is barren and bears no evil fruit, but that the measure of Ha'el, the true good, the true God's goodness, bears fruit, as is said in Hosea 10 and 12, sow to yourselves according to righteousness, then reap according to mercy. Sow to yourselves according to righteousness, then reap according to mercy. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What does the Holy One, blessed be He, do? He makes a man pay but once for his iniquities, but he returns again and again to reward him for his good deeds. The rabbis taught, when he makes a man pay for his iniquities, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, does not make him pay in full. As is said even in Ezra 9 and 13, thou, the I, Eloheinu, I and I Elohim, true good, true God, has punished us, punish I and I less than our iniquities warrant, and has left us, left I and I, a remnant such as this. Rav Eleazar, Eliza, and Rav Jose Bar, Rav Hanina, differed. Rav Eleazar said, when the pans of a scale balance exactly with the evil deeds on one side and the good deeds on the other, what does HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Ilu One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, do? He tips the scale toward mercy, as is said in Psalm 62, verse 13, toward thee, the eye, O Lord, mercy. Toward thee, the eye, O Lord, mercy. Ulka Adonai chased. Ulka Adonai chased. Toward thee, Adonai, chased, mercy, loving kindness. Rav Jose bar Rav Hanina said, what does HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Idol One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, do? He snatches a writ of debt out of the evil deeds, and instantly the scale inclines toward the good deeds. For it is said, even in Micah 7 and 18, who is a God like to the eye, who in lifting the iniquity passeth over transgression? Rav Nehemiah taught, when a man considers committing a chatiyat, chet, sin, akri, lack, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, imputes no chatiyat, sin, akri, to him until
he commits it. But when a man considers doing a good deed and finds himself unable to do it, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, writes it down even without the doing, as though he had done it. For it is said, even in Malachi 3 and 15, Yahuwah Jehovah hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear, that reverence Yahuwah Jehovah, and that thought upon Shemo, and that thought upon his name. But a heathen, even if he merely considers doing a wickedness or ratchetness, though he has not done it, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, inputs the wickedness, the ratchetness to him as if he had done it. Thus, of Laban, it is said in Devarim, Deuteronomy 26 and 5, an Aramean wrought destruction upon Abi, upon my father. But did Laban wreak destruction upon Yaakov, upon Jacob? No. But because Laban considered wrecking destruction upon Yaakov, upon Jacob, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, inputted it to him as if he had wrought the destruction, the destruction. When a heathen considers doing a good deed, however, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, does not write it down until he has done it. Thus of Darius, it is said even in Daniel 6 and 15, the king labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. That is, although the king considered saving Daniel, nevertheless, it was not inputted a good deed to the king by HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, until the king had accomplished it. But a Jew, when he considers committing a sin, or akri, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, inputs no chatiat, no lack, no sin, no akri to him until he commits it. For it is said even in Micah 2 and 1, woe to them that consider iniquity and also walk evil upon their beds. Rav Huna taught in saying, according to Psalm 66, 18, when I had regarded iniquity in my heart, Adonai would not hear it. Aven, im ra'iti ve'libi, lo yishma'a Adonai. If I had regarded iniquity in my heart, Adonai would not hear. Aven. Im ra'iti ve'libi lo yishma'a Adonai. When I had regarded iniquity in my heart, Aven. Im ra'iti ve'libi, Adonai would not hear. Lo yishma'a Adonai. David meant that whenever he considered doing a good deed, even though he had not been able to do it, HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, inputted it to him as if he had done it. You can see for yourself that this is true. David considered starting the building of the sanctuary, and though he was unable to build it, its dedication, its Chanukat, its levitation was written in his name. For it is said, a psalm and song at the dedication of the house of David. Mizmor shir Chanukat ha-bayit le-David. Hence, whenever a man suffers for a cause, it is called by Shemo, his name. We find that this is true of Moshe. He suffered grief for HaTorah, for Jah's direction, instruction, for the teaching of his majesty, as it is said in Shemot in Exodus 34:28. And he was there with Yahweh, with Jehovah, 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And HaTorah, the law, Jah's direction, instruction, came to be called by Shemo, by his name, as is said even in Malachi 3 and 22. Remember y'all the law of Moses, my servant.
It was true of Dawid, of David. He suffered grief for the sanctuary, having sat for its sake in the dust of the earth, as is said even in Psalm 132, verses 3 to 5, Hebraically, surely I will not come into the tent of my house. I will not give sleep to mine eyes until I find out a place for Jehovah. Ima wo be ohella beiti, ima etena shenata le oinai, oda emsa makom la Yahuwah. Surely I will not come into the tent of my house. Ima wo be ohella beiti, I will not give sleep to mine eyes. Im etena shenata le oinai, until I find out a place for Jehovah. Ada emtza makom la Yahuwah. Psalm 132, verse 3 to 5, the A part of the verses. And the sanctuary was called by Shemo, by his name, as is said, a psalm and song at the dedication, at the levitation of the house of Dawid, of the house of David. Mizmor Shir Hanukkah Tahabait Lidawi. Another comment. Consider what scripture says elsewhere, such as in Malachi 3 and 16. Then when they that feared, reverenced, respected Yahweh Jehovah submitted, Nidaberu, the one to the other Yahweh Jehovah hearkened. Rav Chia taught in the name of Rav Abba, when sages in seats of authority submit to one another's words, here, Nidaberu, comes from the same stem as Yadaber in the verse, He subdueth Yadaber, peoples under us, from Psalm 47, verse 4. HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, gives heed to their words, as it is said, then, when they that feared, reverence, respected Jehovah, submitted the one to another, Jehovah hearkened and heard. Rav Yaakov Abarra Zabda added in the name of Rav Abayu, not only this, but HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, corrects the errors for them. Rav Abba observed, therefore the sages say, quote, thus saith the Master, end quote. With these words, they also call upon HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, who is Robeinu Shel Olam, who is the Master of the universe, the universe, the universal Master, who throws light, illumination, on their errors for them, and corrects their errors. Hence here, it is said, when they that feared, reverenced, respected Jehovah, submitted the one to another, Jehovah hearkened and heard. Another comment on Mizmor Shir Chanukah Tahabait LeDawid, the psalm beginning, a psalm, a song at the levitation, the Chanukah of the house, applies to Yisrael, Israel. Thus, psalm, mizmor, chant, Isis, mizmor, alludes to the Chanukat, the levitation of the sanctuary in the time of Shlomo. Song, shir, shir, song, alludes to the building of the second sanctuary in the time of Ezra, of Ezra. Psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 30, Hebraically, verse 2. I will extol thee, I, O Jehovah, for thou hast brought me up, has raised I up, raised I up, out of exile in Babylon. The word dilitani being read as in the verse from Shemot, Exodus 2 and 19, an Egyptian brought up, dala, dala, water for I and I. An Egyptian brought up, dala, water for I and I.
Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm, the B part of the verse. Willol semachta oy baili. Thou, the I, hast not made my foes to rejoice over I. Willol semachta oy baili. In Medea and Persia. O Jehovah Elohai Haliyai, I cried to the I. Yahweh Elohai. I cried to the eye in my exile in Greece among the Gracchoi, and thou didst heal me. Thou did heal I, though the Hasmonean and his sons. O Jehovah, thou hast restored I to life from among them that go down to the pit. Yahweh. He alita mina shiol nafshi. Chiitani. Mi yordei bor. Chiitani. Mi yardi bor. Restored me, despite the many decrees imposed upon I to bring I down into the pit of Gehenna. Sing praises to Jehovah. O ye, all saints of his, Zamru la Yahuwah chesedayo, that is, ye sons of Mattathias the Hasmonean, for his anger is but for an instant. For his anger is but for an instant. Kia rega'a be'apo, for his anger, but for an instant. Kia rega'a. The apo, for his anger is but for an instant. The knowledge, the da'at of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nothing else than instantaneous. And in his favor is life. Chayim b'rizono. And in his favor is life. Chayim b'rizono. Life for Ivor and Ivor and Ivor. Weeping may tarry for a night. Ba'ereva yalina beki. For weeping may tarry for a night, for an evening. Ba'ereva yalina beki. Weeping may tarry for an evening. Alludes to Mordecai at the time of Zeresh. Zeresh said to Haman, quote, let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high, and in the morning speak thou to the king that Mordecai be hanged thereon, that Mordecai be lynched, that Mordecai be hanged thereon, according to Esther 5:14. And all Israel spent the night in weeping and wailing, but joy cometh in the morning, but joy cometh. With la boker rina, but joy cometh in the morning. This alludes to the verse in Esther 7:10. So they lynched Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. And also to the verse in Esther 8:16, the Jews, the Yehudim, had light and gladness and joy and honor. As for I, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. Wa'ani amarti b'shalui balemot. As for me, wa'ani, as for I, amarti, I said, b'shalui, in my prosperity, balemot, I shall never be moved. Balemot le'olam. I shall never be moved. The congregation, aggregation of Yisrael said, when I lived in my prosperity in the Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Yisrael, I was wont to say, quote, I shall never be moved. I was wont to say, Balemot le'olam. Jehovah, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Yahweh,
Bia Ritson Ka He Madita Le Harari Oz. But as soon as I sinned, as I upped up, thou the I didst at once remove thy presence. As it's written, thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. He satarta faneka haiti nivahal. Haiti nivahal. I was troubled. I cried. I cried to the eye, O Jehovah. I cried to the eye, O Jehovah. And to Adonai, to Adonai, I made supplication. Eleka Yahuwah ekra. Ve'el Adonai et Hanan. Out of exile, when I said, what profit is there in my blood? Here. What profit is there in my blood? Here, O Lord, and have mercy. Here, O Jehovah, and have mercy upon I. Ma betza be dami be ridtia illa shachata. Here yodka afara. Here yagid emiteka. Shema Yahuwah we chaneni Yahuwah. Heye ozerli, heye ozerli. And thou hast sent thy good word. Thou hast turned for I my mourning into dancing. Hafakta misipdi li maholi. Thou hast turned my mourning into dancing. Hafakata misipadiya limaholi. As when at first, quote, there was great mourning among the Yudim, the Jews, and fasting and weeping and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes, Esther 4 and 3. But finally there came, quote, a day of gladness and feasting, and a good day, Yom Tov, according to Esther 9 and 19. All this happened, why? To the end that glory may sing praise, Isis to thee, Isis to the eye. Lim'an ye zamerka kavod. To the end that glory may sing praises, Isis to the eye. Lim'an ye zamerka kavod. For thou didst give a part of thy glory to Yisrael, to Israel.
Oh, Yes, a new name, Jagat, and it's terrible among men. We them no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. We them no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. We them no like your name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel King is Israel God. And up on the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I.
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. Zachor yet yom ha-shabbat lekaddesho. Kabed et avicha ve'et immecha. לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
In the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's known as Devarim, Devarim in the ancient Hebrew, Devarim. Modern Hebrew, they would enunciate as Devarim, Devarim. Now, what does Devarim, Devarim mean? They mean the words, the words, the words, the words. The classic Rastafari roots, Rastafari tune by Prince Farai. Every time I hear the word, right, the word, the word, the words. These are the words. Eile ha-Devarim. These are the words. This is how the fifth book of Moshe called Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, which basically means the repetition of the law, the repetition of the words. Hebraically, we know this as the Mishneh HaTorah. Now, coming from the Koine, the common, the Greek, the Koine Greek, the Greek that the black Yehudi, the Jews, spoke and speak in that particular time of the Messiah, Yeshua HaAdon, Adonenu, Yeshua HaMoshiach. That is the Greek that they spoke, the common, the Koine Greek. Now, some would say, oh, woo, 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 it's Greek, but then you speak English. We speak English. But we're seeking to communicate the ancient truths, right? So here, making reference to the Hebrew is Mishneh HaTorah. Mishneh HaTorah, what does that mean? It's a copy of HaTorah. What is Torah? Often, ones will say the Torah is law. Hebraically, from Yara, it means like to point, to direct, to point out, to aim in that sense, getting to like the Hebrew roots of it. So a better English interpretation or maybe even translation of Torah would be directions, instructions. I, we as the Rastafari Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, representing the Israelites of that biblical country where it says Aim Kush with Ethiopia, Ze Yulad Sham, that this man was born there, that prophecy that we have in Psalm 87, verse 4. Also, we have Psalm 68, 31. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands to God. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians, or to me, O children of Israel? So here, we are in the fifth and the final book of HaTorah, the final book of Yahweh, Jehovah's instructions, Hashem's instructions, directions. Give us a teaching of his majesty. We don't want no devil's philosophy. We don't need no Babylonian laws. It's the 10 words. The 10 words that are known as the 10 commandments. So what are the 10 words and why are the 10 words often called pseudonymously, right, somewhat falsely named, but this is what is popular in the Western Gentile world. We get to know this as the 10 commandments. Even though 10 commandments in that particular wording does not appear
in the Masoretic, in the script. It does not appear in the biblical Hebrew, neither does it appear in the biblical, the Ethiopic, the G'ez, or in the authorized, revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of Moah Anbes, Emneged Yehuda, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, according to Revelation 5 and 5. This is why we emphasize that it is the 10 words. 10 words. Now, if you look up within even the interlinear Bibles, and perhaps we need to go there right here, because the question is, well, what are the 10 words? The 10 words, falsely called, pseudonymously called, the 10 commandments. And why are they important, especially to the called, chosen, and the faithful Rastafari? And as a sub routine, a sub point is, were they taken from the 42 negative confessions of Nebuchadnezzar in ancient Egypt? No, they wasn't. A confession and a commandment or commandments is two different things. And if you don't know that, you need to stop, pause, and get a definition of a confession. What is a confession? And what is a commandment? Do not confuse a commandment with a confession. Point. All right, point blank, period. Do not confuse the two. They are two different. But what are the 10 words? What are the 10 commandments? So here in Debarim, ancient Hebrew, Debarim, modern latter-day Hebrew, is enunciated as Devarim. But Debar means word and to speak. In the ancient Hebrew, Debar means word and to speak. So here, let's look this up right here, right? And we're going to make the connection also to teaching of His Majesty. You know, the proof positive that Kermawi Haile Selassie is the Black Messiah, upon the throne of great King David, and that Solomonic dynasty in the highlands based on those Israelites in and of Ethiopia, the Israelites. Right? We're not speaking of the latter-day Jews or Ashkenazi Jews or other, you could say, white European Jews, because of the original. And even if a so-called archbishop, right, or one out of Ethiopia nowadays in the apostasy says otherwise, that the Jews are white people, he is either misled or he is knowingly deceiving people. We would like to think that one is misled, but then if one is misled in such a position, then woyo, we have to then quote the prophecy that we have in Zephaniah 2 and 12. Ye Ethiopians also shall be slain by my sword, because the Majesty's advice to all is to fulfill the 10 commandments, pointing to these, the 10 words. What are the 10 words? What are the 10 commandments? Every time I hear the word, right? So here. My advice to all is to fulfill the 10 commandments, the words of Garmawi, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, the words of His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I. So in the Royal Amharic, in the 1961 authorized, revised Amharic Bible, the authorized, the official 1961, and this is that book that we have made mention of in Revelation 5 and 5. Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So in the Royal Amharic, we have the phrase, Asartun Kalat, Asartun Ten Kalat. Kalat is words. In the Hebrew, we have Esaret HaDebarim, Esaret HaDebarim, or some might say the Esaret HaDevarim. We have the 10 words, also called the 10 commandments. Now, it's interesting right here at the top, right here on this particular meme, this pic that is in circulation. You can look it up by looking up 10 commandments Hebrew. And yes, look up 10 commandments, because many ones knowingly know what they know, but this is how it has gotten to be, you could say, known or called in the Western world. Now, people say, well, it's the same thing. What's the difference? There is a big difference between 10 commandments and 10 words. Here, the Hebrew underneath, it says, Esaret, Esaret, reading from right to left, ha Diberot. Now, a lot of the Jews like to say Diberot. Diberot is like the feminine form of Debarim, HaDebarim. But what does HaTorah, what does the Torah say? Remember, we're going to touch on what these 10 words, just to boil it down simply as possible. The 10 words are the, like, 10 articles of one command. Well, we have in Exodus, firstly in Exodus chapter 20, is one command. That one command, what was first given to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Israel, were 10 words. And these 10 words comprise one command, one pure, perfect will of
HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem of the Holy One. Blessed be He. Blessed be the name. So let's go into the scripts right here. Do we have Ten Commandments in the Bible? All right, so let's look this up right here. We'll look it up with you. We're using my sword right here. You can use other interlineal Bible. There's free software you can download, and you can also have the software. So here we look up Ten Commandments, the word ten and commandments. All right, now here the first mention that sort of is like it, but here it says written. That's not what we're looking for right here, but just looking and noting this, Exodus 24 and 12, and it says, "And commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them." And Yahweh, Jehovah, said to Moshe, "Come up to me into the mount and be there, and I will give thee tables or tablets of stone and a law and commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them." So here's one of the first words here that we find in a basic KJV search. Let's go to the next one. Okay, let's scroll that back right there. Okay, here we go. Let's just get this once again. Okay, here we go right here. Okay, Ten Commandments. The next, here we go. Boom. Now someone said, boom. You see right there in Exodus 34:28, it says the Ten Commandments. Well, if you base it just on English, on a translation, you're putting a whole lot of faith in the translators right there, and seeing that we have the available resources just to fact check. So let's fact check this 1611 translation. First, let's just read the Peshat, the plain English. "And he was there with Yahweh, with Jehovah, 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables or the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments," what KJV says. Note this right here. Next to the word, the words, it says the H1697. H1697. Do you notice that that's the same hyperlink numbering, Strong's and Cordis numbering next to commandments? That should tell you something right there, right? Because if we go over here, right, and we see this right here, notice the word commandment there. The word commandment in the first place, we have Exodus 24 and 12. Clicking on the H4687, we have mitzvah. Mitzvah. Mitzvah, the ancient Hebrew, modern Hebrew, mitzvah. They say mitzvah. Do a mitzvah, right? But in the ancient, the true ancient Hebrew, the real ancient Hebrew, mitzvah. Mitzvah, right? And mitzvah is a commandment. Go down here, right here. It's from the H6680 in the Strong Concordance. That is from Tzawa, Tzawa. Modern Hebrew, Tzawa. Ancient Hebrew, Tzawa, Tzawa. Right? Tzawa is to command, to charge. Let's get down to the Strong's definition. To constitute, to enjoin, to appoint, to bid, to charge, to give a commandment, give in commandment, send with commandment, command, commander, commandment, send a messenger, put, set in order. That is the idea of the Tzawa, ancient Hebrew, Tzava. Now we have mitzvah, mitzvah. Mitzvah is command. So what does this first entry in Exodus 34:28 actually say? So we're going to view more. Clicking on view more right here, and we're going to compare the verse to bring up the Hebrew. We have the unpointed Aleppo, the BBE. These are different translations, easy English, right? The HB, the HBPD, the unpointed HEBM, then the HGPD. Let's go down here to, you see the KJV? We're going to go all the way down here to the Tanakh, right? So here's the Tanakh, right? As many point to this as a good point of reference, right? Somewhat authoritative. Why he, it says, why he and be sham, be there, im Yahowah, with Jehovah. Why he, sham, im Yahowah, be there with Jehovah. Arba'im, right? 40 yom, 40 day, where arba'im and 40 laila. Lechem, bread, lo akal. Lechem, lo akal. Bread, lo, no akal. No, he did not eat. Umayim, and water, lo shata, and he did not drink mayim, he did not drink water. And here, next line, why yikotov, some would not say why yikotov, modern Hebrew, why yikotov, al ha luchota, eta dibreya, ha berita, esareta, ha debarim. So that last line, right, the last two lines you see right here, reading from right to left in the Tanakh, that's the verse from Exodus Shemot 34:28. It says, Vayiktob, and he wrote, Vayiktob, al ha-luchot, and he wrote on the tablets, the luchot. Vayiktob, al ha-luchot, eita divrei, the words, ha
Berit, Habrit, the words of the Berit, the words of the covenant. Eta divreya habrita esareta hadibarim. Here's the words right here. This is the words right here. And this is not in Hebrew. This is 10 words. 10 words. It doesn't say esareta hamitzvot. If it says esareta hamitzvot, mitzvot, remember mitzvah, mitzvot, that is commandment, commandments, mitzvot, plural. Mitzvot, plural of mitzvah, commandment. Here it says esaret ha-debarim, modern Hebrew, esaret ha-debarim. The 10, esaret ha, definite article, the debarim, the words, the 10 words. Let's go down here, right here, right, to the breakdown of the Tanakh, right here. And you can see here, for the breakdown of the Tanakh, the H6235, clicking on that, we have eser, two forms of it, eser, asara, right, which is 10. That's what it means, 10. 10. Accumulation, as an accumulation to the extent of the digits. Some say to the extent of the fingers, the digits. Digits. Digital. Finger. In fact, even in Latin, it's the digits is where we get the word for digital, and that means finger, right? The 10, right? So we have that there, and then the H6235 is 10, and the next word, the H1697, ha-debarim, comes from dabar. Dabar in the ancient Hebrew, ancient pointing, modern pointing, davar. Dabar, 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 right? Dabar means speech, word, speaking, fang, or thing, or ting, if you please. Speech, saying, utterance, word, or words. If it's dabar, it's like a word. Dabarim is, and you note that it's dabarim, it's not dibrot. Modern Yehudi, modern Jews often say esaret ha-divrot, dibrot. Dibrot is the feminine sense, but that's not what's written. It's written in the masculine sense, ha-dabarim. Chabarim. It can also, debar refers to business, occupation, acts, matters. Like we say, what's the word? What's the word? What's the word? Like, what's the matter? What's the matter? Not always saying, like, what's wrong, but what is the matter? What's the word? Speak to me. Debar, debar, debar. Right? Debar. Right? Here we have Strong's definition from the H1696. So we have debar, and it comes from the H1696. Click on that right there. Debar. Now, what's the difference between these two? Debar. The first one is as a noun, dabar. The second one, dabar, dabara, dabara, debra, dabara, means to speak. So the root here is the verb, to speak. To speak, to declare, to converse, to command. In a sense, it can mean to promise, it can mean to warn, it can mean also to threaten and to sing. Depends on the context. As you can see, there's different forms of the Hebrew. There's a kal form, to speak. There's a nephal form, to speak with one another, like to talk, to chat. There's the piel sense, to speak, to promise. The puel sense, to be spoken. The hita pael sense, to speak. And the hifil sense, to lead away, to put to flight. That's a different context. So this word depends on what's the context. What's the context of the text, right? So here, from the Strong's definition, it's getting to the root, the primitive root. Perhaps they say properly to arrange, but used in a figurative sense of words to speak. Now, rarely, note this right here, rarely there's a sense of the word dabar that can be in a destructive sense, which means to subdue, to subdue, to subdue, to subdue with words, to speak, to answer, to appoint, to bid. Now, all of these right here in the Strong's is not necessarily just the meaning, it's how this word may be found in the various areas of the Hebrew, of the Hebrew Bible, what's often called the Tanakh, right, of the Hebrew, the Berit Yeshana, you know the Old Testament was referred to, the Hebrew Bible. This is called the Hebrew Bible right there. But here's the point right here. The point is that even though in Exodus chapter 34 and 28 in the English, of verse 28 of Shemot, Exodus chapter 34, it says the Ten Commandments, you'll notice that the word for words, H1697, and the word for commandment is also the H1697. It's not the word... It's not the word for, it's not mitzvah, so it's not commandment, right? So that's the first place right there, right? The first place. Here, let's go on right here. Where else do we have the Ten Commandments written right here? Here, we have Deuteronomy. Look at Deuteronomy. This is where we're at even in this current Torah portion right here. Deuteronomy 4 and 13. And he declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to perform, even Ten Commandments. Note that it's the same H1697, which is the bar. The bar, not mitzvah, not mitzvah, mitzvah, not mitzvah, right? And he wrote them upon two tables of stone. Let's bring this up right here. Let's compare. Let's go all the way down here to the Tanakh, right? The Tanakh, right? And here it says, Vayagid alachem et berito asher siwa et kem la sota sareta ha debarim vayikatevim ala shnei lochota ibani. Basically, it's a good basic translation, right? It's a good basic translation. And he declared vayagid from Yagid Hagada Agad to speak, to declare Wayagid Lachem. Wayagid Lachem. Wayagid Lachem. And he declared to you at the Berito, declared to you Berito, his covenant, Asher Siwa, that which Siwa, he commanded Etekem, commanded to all of y'all, speaking directly to you all, to the Bnei Yisrael, to the Israelites, and to I and I. La is sot, right, to do. La is sot. Asher siwa etekem la is sot. That he commanded y'all, la is sot, to do. Isaret, here, let's just highlight that so you can see where we're at. Esaret, right, let's highlight these two words right here. There's Esaret, right, Esaret right there, that is 10 of the Isaret, pointed at Isaret. And then we have Ha Debarim, the 10 Debarim. As the fourth book of Moshe is known as Devarim, Latter-day Jews, with a European mother tongue, they say Devarim. We say Ha Devarim according to the ancient pointing of the Hebrew, right? And it says Wayikatavim, and he wrote them. Wayikatavim, and he wrote them all upon Shnei two Lochot, tablets, two tablets, Evanim or Ibanim. Lochot al shnei lochota ibanim, and he wrote them on two tables of stone. Ibanim. Some say ibanim. Two tables of stone. And just to prove positive that right here, we go down here where we have the hyperlinks, and we have esaret right there, 10. You see esaret. Next word, the H1697. Dabar in the singular sense of word, and hadabarim, the words. Going further right here, just katav is to write, to record, right? All is upon, right? Shnei, they have it in the plural form, but there we have it in the constructive sense, shnei, but shnei goes with lochot. So as singular, shnaim, if it was just singular to say two, but saying the two tables, shnei lochota ibani. So here's the second place that we have in the translation, 10 commandments, but in the actual text, we have 10 words, all right? Okay, one more place, but there's three places. There's only three places in Torah, right, where we have 10 commandments in the English KJV, and this is the third here, Deuteronomy 10 and 4. We had Exodus 34, right? Then we have Deuteronomy 4, right? And here we have Deuteronomy 10. And he wrote on the tables, according to the first writing, the 10 commandments. Even here, you see the word H. 1697, that's the bar Hadebarim. Esareta Hadebarim. That Yahweh, that Jehovah spake to you. We don't read the unto. The Habarim already understand that right there. To you, because un mean not, right? Not. Okay? To you. In the mount, out of the midst of the fire, in the day of the assembly. And Yahweh and Jehovah gave them to me. So once again, to do due diligence here, let's look at the Hebrew right here. Looking at the Hebrew, we could read this up here, but just for consistency, we're going to go down to the Tanakh, what is called by others the Tanakh. One of the ones, no, we don't favor that particular wording of it. It's on scripture right there. It's an acronym right there. But since it's a point of reference right here, we're going to touch on it right here. Wayiktov al ha-luchota ka-mikatav ha-rishon eita sareta ha-debarim asher diber Yahuwah Elekem Bahara Mitoka Haesha Biyoma Ha Ahal Wayitanem Yahuwah Elai. So that's basically that's the only place that is incorrect is where it says 10 commandments. It should have said 10 words. We could go through this word by word or phrase by phrase. Wayiktov, and he wrote Allah ha luchot upon the tablets, ha mikatav, according to the writing, as the writing, ha mikatav, ha rishon, as the first. eight, the eight is the definite article marker there. Esareta hadebarim, the ten debarim words. Asher, that which diber, diber, that which spoke, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be. Not I am that I am, that's Ehya Asher Ehya. This is Yahuwah. Wahu haya, wahu hawe, wahu yehye betifera. Right? Diber, diber, that spoke, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Elekem, to you all, Bahar, ba, upon har, or in the har, mitok. Mitok, mitok, from the middle, from the midst, mitok ha'esh, from the middle of the fire, ha'esh, mitok ha'esh, biyom, biyom, in the day, ha'kahal, in the day of the assembly, or the kahal, like kahillah, the church, the called out assembly, biyom ha'kahal, the church in the wilderness, church, we're saying that in the sense of kahal, to assemble, and the latter day word, the kahillah, the church, the assembly, biyom ha'kahal, Vayitnaim, and he gave them. Vayitnaim, somebody did not say Vayitnaim, but Vayitnaim, and he gave them, Yahuwah, Jehovah, and Jehovah, Hashem, gave them. Vayitnaim, Yahuwah, Eli, and he gave them to I, and he gave them to me, or to I, Eli, Eli, he gave them to I. This is what Moshe, this is what is being said right there. So we have three places. Just to get that, this is important just to get a good foundation on this and to go into the actual verses for some of the potential, possible, or even sincere, but sincerely wrong, naysayers, 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 naysayers.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
You pray, Your Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
Bazikan inya gzat must
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Six days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So right now, black man, I'm going to put you to the test. Whether you're from the east or from the west. Here comes the musical sound, you got to die, you to sound of all the exodus. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and Exodus, and Leviticus, and Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. Right now I step forward to tell you the truth. Come forward, you. Say, Exodus. Yeah.
Talking.